I am joined on the line by Richard Curtin, who is the Clean Coast Officer for Dublin. And we are going to discuss something which is coming up in the coming weeks in conjunction with Coca-Cola. But before I do that, Richard, how dirty are the coastlines of Ireland?
Well, actually, the coastlines of Ireland, like when you compare it to kind of internationally, were actually quite good. Obviously during the summer seasons and stuff like that, that's when we get a lot of kind of, that's when the most people go out on the beaches, and that's probably sometimes when they get a kind of a bit more dirtier than that. But generally, the coastlines are quite good, and we would, like, with kind of a lot of kind of a litter and marine litter, so a lot of it kind of gets washed up and that, so it's kind of a mixture of everything. But like compared to like some of the international coastlines, we're actually quite good in Ireland. We're lucky in that sense.
I've seen a documentary recently, and I cannot remember. It's one of the islands on the up in the Nordic countries, and due to the way that the current hits that coastline, it is washing up everything on it, and irrespective of how often they clean it, there's discarded fishing nets, there is tons of plastic, there's everything washing up into this inlet in the sea up there, one of the islands, and it's unbelievable when you see that. It really brings home to you how much junk and rubbish is actually floating around in our seas.
Yes, yeah, like the whole kind of challenge with marine litter is kind of, it's really having a massive impact on our marine environment. Like the marine plastics and stuff like that is just keeps coming up, and unfortunately, like unless trends are reversed by 2050, there could be possibly more plastic in the sea than fish. So it is a big issue, and we do have. You know, certain kind of areas of Ireland that do kind of, with these kind of currents and stuff like that, are kind of massively impacted by a lot of kind of material that's washing in. But on the other side of it, like we have a lot of kind of community groups who will go out and kind of undertake these cleanups, try to kind of prevent it and trying to keep as tidy as possible. But yes, it is a big issue. It's a massive environmental issue, and we kind of have to try and tackle that.
Richard, can I just ask you, what is the biggest problem? Is it rubbish and waste left behind by people frequenting our beaches, or is it stuff washing up from God knows where around the world?
Well, when it comes to kind of marine litter, like 80% of it comes from land-based activities. So that could be everything from recreation uses on beaches to kind of in our parks, but also there's things like sewage related litter. So that's a kind of an issue you might see in Dublin. So the likes of wet wipes and cotton bud sticks that are ending up in our, basically on our beaches, and that comes from sewage related litter. But also the fishing industry, like discarded nets and things like that. And also like from transportation, like things like shipping containers and stuff like that, when they get lost at sea, they kind of wash up as well. So there's no kind of single thing about marine litter and the issue of that. There's no actual single one source. It's kind of a collection of a load of different items that are kind of causing this issue. Like I've undertaken hundreds of beach cleans, and you can find absolutely anything on it. Like you can get material washed up which get kind of like different languages and stuff like that, so it's obviously come far away. So it's when you look at the kind of our oceans and seas, like they're all interconnected, so there's no kind of once it goes out there, it's like it everything's very much interconnected in that sense.
Yeah, I remember recently doing an interview with, and I'm sure you're very familiar with the work of, and indeed the career of Tom McSweeney. And he was making the point that the fishermen off the west coast of Cork have been gathering rubbish, marine waste, let us say, for years, and bringing it back to the ports there and disposing of it ecologically. I think the minister went down to see this and hailed it as a new initiative, but Tom's argument was that this has been going on for years.
Yeah, it is, like, because like a lot of the, like these fishermen would be kind of like custodians of the area. Like BIM, the Fisheries Board, they have initiated this Fishing for Litter project. I think it was probably to build on that. And what they do is they encourage the fishermen that if they come across any kind of marine plastics or any sort of marine litter at all, that to, once they bring it into port, it will be disposed of. So it's interesting, like some of them probably the kind of litter that would come from the fishing industry mightn't even come from the Irish fishing industry, because it's so international. Like, you see, it's such a, like, you get so many different international operations in Irish kind of waters, so it could be coming from different nationalities and that. So it's a global issue. It's like the issues of the marine environment. Same as kind of climate change or kind of air pollution, like no one country can solve it on its own. It kind of like takes international work to kind of solve these particular challenges.
Anyway, Richard, as I was saying to you before I so rudely interrupted myself, you have a number of events coming up in the coming days, starting tomorrow morning, the 1st of June.
Yes. So what we're having is... with kind of Clean Coast work, what we do is we engage with communities around responsible use of the coastline, and we have about 800 community groups. But we have this thing called Clean Coast Week, where we try and get as much groups out onto our beaches and undertaking beach cleans as possible. So it's sponsored by Coca-Cola, and it's running from the 1st to the 9th of June, so it starts tomorrow. And we have about 170 kind of cleanups that are organised all across Ireland, and in Dublin alone there's about 35 plus cleanups that are going to be undertaken. So it's basically a great way to kind of make it a positive impact on our environment. Like there's everything from Sea Scouts, community groups, to families that are undertaking all these cleanups. So if you want to kind of get out and get some sea air and make a positive impact on the environment, I definitely recommend kind of joining one of the cleanups. But also what we're doing is we're hosting a number of other events as well. We're going to host a plogging event on Sandy Mount Strand next Tuesday. So that's good. Plogging is it's a combination of litter picking and jogging. It comes from Sweden, so it's this kind of new craze what they have created there. So we're going to have a kind of a race on Sandy Mount Strand, and that's happening Tuesday the 4th from 7 p.m. And then also we're having a number of different yoga events as well. So they're going to take place on Wednesday at 7 out at the Sutton Beach, and then again on Saturday week on at 11 out in Port Marnock. So there's like loads of different events that you can take part in. Like, so it should be a lovely kind of weekend for to partake in.
Yeah, I see a lovely one here, very close to us indeed, down on Dollymount Strand, where they're going to combine walking along the beach, picking up rubbish, and a puck father. Now, I imagine, Richard, that the plan here is you bring a hurley and a ball of some description, be it a slither or a tennis ball, you puck it as far as you can, and while you're walking to where the ball lands, you pick up the rubbish. Am I right?
No, we're actually, so there have been slight changes in relation to that. So what we're going to do with that particular event is it is going to be a puck photo, and we're going to use actual hurls, but it's going to be more of a traditional one on the beach, and the longest puck, people will have 3 attempts, and the longest puck will be the winner, and we'll have kind of like different age grades and stuff like that. But what we're doing is as well is we're going to, in the interim, so while people are kind of waiting to undertake their actual attempt, we're going to do these kind of 2-minute beach cleans and that, so kind of like make a positive impact on our surrounding environment. Because we're going to, so that's one of our campaigns that we also work on, called the 2-minute beach clean. So it's trying to encourage people, like anytime you're down the beach, if you just spend 2 minutes doing a clean up. So that's kind of like the format of the kind of puck fraud is going to go.
Richard, there's two things that I want to ask you before I let you go, and I'm very grateful to you for joining me this morning. One is, hopefully, to see with his fingers crossed as we come into the bank holiday weekend, the June bank holiday weekend, that our weather will improve. Thus, people will attend our beaches. So, first of all, that they would take their rubbish home with them. That's one aspect of it that I'd like you to address. But the other one is, when we get these unseasonably warm weekends and people do flock to the beaches, it appears to be a common complaint afterwards, the lack of rubbish bins and facilities for disposing of rubbish on our beaches.
Yeah, like that kind of was highlighted last year, particularly because we had the dry spell for about like a couple of weeks, and obviously the infrastructure was the refuge infrastructure was put under major strain for that particular time. So what we tried to kind of get the message out there is, when, like, let's just say if you're down at the beach and you spend some time and you're ready to pack up and go home, if you come to the beach, or when you're taking your rubbish, if the bin is full, just bring it home with you or take it to the next place, you know, when you do find a bin. Because unfortunately what happens, if everything is piled up around the bin, like, a lot of that kind of gets spread around the beaches and could get washed out. So we just tried to, like, try to kind of encourage the public just to be a bit more responsible in that regard, like, because, like, it's all these public spaces, like, that are for everyone's benefit, and if we all kind of take a bit more time to look after them, we all benefit in that regard. So that's kind of like a message that we would try to kind of get across, and that, because, like, majority of people do are very very good in that regard to it. It's just sometimes a small few individuals might kind of like cause some of the impacts we're kind of seeing on the beaches and that.
And Richard, before I let you go, for people listening today who would like to get involved in these events, how do they go about seeing what's happening at the beach closest to them?
Yeah, so if you just go onto our website, it's just cleancoast.org, and so it's cleancoasts.org, and you'll see the tab there for Clean Coast Week, and there'll be loads of kind of information on all the different events that you can get involved in and how you book onto them and things like that. So yeah, it should be a great time, and we're looking to get loads of people involved to celebrate our coast.
Well, Richard Curtin, Clean Coast Officer for Dublin, joining me there to discuss the Coca-Cola initiative, Do Good, Feel Good, and over 300 events, as Richard said, taking place next week or in the coming week. But do not forget, like a lot of these things, it's not just for a week, it's every time you go to the beach. And even if it's not your rubbish, don't be saying, I didn't leave it there, it's not my problem. It is your problem. They're your beaches. Richard, thank you so much for joining me.
Great, look, it was delighted to be on. Thank you.
Thank you so much indeed. Now then, and our thanks there to Richard Curtin. So, as I said, if you can take part in some of those events, please do. Because the cleaner we can keep it, the better it is for all of us.